He's called faithful and true. Coming to you from Riverside, California, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible and podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. After today, 4 days left. This is Prophecy Friday, and we'll complete the book of Revelation with a reading of chapters 18 through 22. I'm calling today's episode, A New Creation. The show notes page for today's episode is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E359. My email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. You ready? Let's begin. Revelation chapter 18. Then I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had much power. The earth was made bright with his shining greatness. He cried out with a loud voice, "The big and powerful city of Babylon is destroyed. Demons and every kind of unclean spirit live there. Unclean birds that are hated are there, for she gave her wine to the nations of the world. It was the wine of her desire for sex sins. The kings of the earth have done these sex sins with her. The men of the earth who buy and sell have become rich from the riches she received while living in sin." I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out from her, my people. Do not be a part of her sins, so you will not share her troubles. For her sins are as high as heaven. God is ready to punish her for her sins. Pay her back for what she has paid you. Give back to her twice as much for what she has done. In her own cup, give her twice as much as she gave. Give her as much trouble and suffering as the fun and the rich living she chose for herself. In her heart she says, 'I sit here like a queen. I am not a woman whose husband has died. I will never have sorrow.' Because of this, troubles of death and sorrow and no food will come to her in one day. She will be burned with fire, for the Lord God is powerful. He is the one who says she is guilty. Then the kings of the earth will cry for her and be sorry when they see the smoke of her burning. They are the ones who did sex sins with her and lived as rich people. They stand a long way from her because they are afraid of her sufferings. They say, 'It is bad. It is bad for the big and powerful city of Babylon, for in 1 hour she is destroyed.' The men of the earth who buy and sell are sorry for her and cry. They cry because there is no one to buy their things anymore. They sold gold and silver and stones worth much money and pearls. They sold fine linen and purple and red silk cloth. They sold all kinds of perfumed wood. They sold things made from the teeth of animals and things made from wood that cost much money. They sold brass and iron and stone. They sold spices and perfumes of all kinds. They sold wine and olive oil and fine flour and wheat. They sold cows and sheep and horses and wagons. They sold men who were not free, and they sold the lives of men. They say to her, 'All the good things you wanted so much are gone from you. Your riches are gone. The things you liked so much are gone. You will never have them again.' The men of the earth who became rich by buying and selling in that city will stand a long way back because they are afraid of her sufferings. They will cry and have sorrow. They will say, 'It is bad. It is bad for that powerful city. She dressed in fine linen of purple and red. She covered herself with gold and pearls and stones worth much money. For in 1 hour her riches are destroyed. The captain of every ship and all who traveled on ships and all who worked on ships stood a long way back. They cried out as they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, 'Has there ever been such a city as powerful as this one?' They threw dirt on their heads. They cried out with much sorrow and said, 'It is bad. It is bad for the powerful city. She is the place where all those who owned ships on the sea became rich from all her riches. For in 1 hour everything is gone. Be full of joy because of her, O heaven. Be full of joy, you who belong to God and missionaries and early preachers, for God has punished her for what she did to you.' Then a strong angel picked up a large stone like those used for grinding wheat. He threw it into the sea, saying, 'The big and strong city of Babylon will be thrown down like this. It will never be found again. The sound of those playing on harps and on flutes and on horns will not be heard in you again. No workman doing any kind of work will be found in you again. The sound of the grinding stone will not be heard in you again. No light will ever shine in you again. There will be no happy voices from a wedding heard in you. Your men who bought and sold were the most powerful on earth. You fooled people over all the world by your witchcraft. And in this city was found the blood of the early preachers and of those who belonged to God and of all those who had been killed on the earth. Revelation chapter 19. After this I heard what sounded like the voices of many people in heaven, saying, "Thanks to our God, the one who saves. Honor and power belong to him, for the way he punishes people is right and true. He has punished the powerful woman who sold the use of her body. She was making the earth sinful with her sex sins. She killed those who worked for God. He has punished her for it." Again they said, "Thanks to our God, the smoke from her burning goes up forever." The 24 elders and the 4 living beings got down and worshipped God, who was sitting on the throne. They said, "Let it be so, thanks to our God." A voice came from the throne, saying, "Give thanks to our God, you servants who are owned by him. Give thanks to our God, you who honor him with love and fear, both small and great." Then I heard what sounded like the voices of many people. It was like the sound of powerful rushing water, and it was like loud thunder. It said, "Thanks to our God, for the Lord our God is King. He is the all-powerful one. Let us be full of joy and be glad. Let us honor him, for the time has come for the wedding supper of the Lamb. His bride has made herself ready. She was given clean, white, fine linen clothes to wear. The fine linen is the right living of God's people." The angel said to me, "Write this, those who are asked to the wedding supper of the Lamb are happy." And he said, "These are the true words of God." Then I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, "No, do not worship me. I am a servant, together with you and your Christian brothers who tell of their trust in Christ. Worship God, for those who speak for Jesus are led in what to say as the early preachers were led." Then I saw heaven opened. A white horse was standing there. The one who was sitting on the horse is called Faithful and True. He is the one who punishes in the right way. He makes war. His eyes are a flame of fire. He has many crowns on his head. His name is written on him, but he is the only one who knows what it says. The coat he wears has been put in blood. His name is the Word of God. The armies in heaven were dressed in clean, white, fine linen. They were following him on white horses. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword to punish the nations. He will be the leader over them, using a piece of iron. He walks on the grapes where wine is made, pressing out the anger of God, the all-powerful one. On his coat and on his leg is the name written, "King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Then I saw an angel standing in the sun. He cried out with a loud voice to all the birds flying in the sky, "Come and gather together for the great supper of God. Come and eat the flesh of kings and of captains of soldiers and of strong men and of the flesh of horses and of those sitting on them. Come and eat the flesh of all men, small and great. Some are free and some are not free." Then I saw the wild animal and the kings of the earth and their armies gather together. They were ready to fight against the one who was sitting on the white horse and against his army. The wild animal was taken. The false preacher was taken with it. It was the false preacher who had done powerful works in front of the wild animal. In this way, he fooled those who had received the mark of the wild animal and those who worshipped his false god. These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with sulfur. The rest were killed with the sword that came out of the mouth of the one who sat on the horse. All the birds were filled by eating the flesh of these who were killed. Revelation chapter 20. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven. He had in his hand a key to the hole without a bottom. He also had a strong chain. He took hold of the dragon, that old snake, who is the devil, or Satan, and chained him for 1,000 years. The angel threw the devil into the hole without a bottom. He shut it and locked him in it. He could not fool the nations any more until the 1,000 years were completed. After this, he must be free for a while. Then I saw thrones. Those who were sitting there were given the power to judge. I saw the souls of those who had been killed because they told about Jesus and preached the word of God. They had not worshipped the wild animal or his false god. They had not received his mark on their foreheads or hands. They lived again and were leaders along with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first time many people are raised from the dead at the same time. Those who are raised from the dead during the first time are happy and holy. The second death has no power over them. They will be religious leaders of God and of Christ. They will be leaders with Him for 1,000 years. When the 1,000 years are finished, Satan will be free to leave his prison. He will go out and fool the nations who are all over the world. They are Gog and Magog. They will gather them all together for war. There will be as many as the sand along the seashore. They will spread out over the earth and all around the place where God's people are and around the city that is loved. Fire will come down from God out of heaven and destroy them. Then the devil who fooled them will be thrown into the lake of fire burning with sulfur. The wild animal and the false preacher are already there. They will all be punished day and night forever. Then I saw a great white throne. I saw the one who sat on it. The earth and the heaven left him in a hurry, and they could be found no more. I saw all the dead people standing before God. There were great people and small people. The books were opened. Then another book was opened. It was the book of life. The dead people were judged by what they had done, as it was written in the books. The sea gave up the dead people who were in it. Death and hell gave up the dead people who were in them. Each one was judged by what he had done. Then death and hell were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If anyone's name was not written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne say, "Look, God's dwelling is here with humankind. He will dwell with them, and they will be His peoples. God Himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. There will be no mourning, crying, or pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." Then the one seated on the throne said, "Look, I'm making all things new." He also said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "All is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will freely give water from the life-giving spring. Those who emerge victorious will inherit these things. I will be their God, and they will be my sons and daughters. But for the cowardly, the faithless, the vile, the murderers, those who commit sexual immorality, those who use drugs and cast spells, the idolaters and all liars, their share will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur. This is the second death." Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues spoke with me. "Come," he said, "I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife." He took me in a spirit-inspired trance to a great high mountain, and he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. The city had God's glory. Its brilliance was like a priceless jewel, like jasper that was as clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates. By the gates were 12 angels, and on the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel's sons. There were 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. The city wall had 12 foundations, and on them were the 12 names of the Lamb's 12 apostles. The angel who spoke to me had a gold measuring rod with which to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. Now the city was laid out as a square. Its length was the same as its width. He measured the city with the rod, and it was 1,500 miles. Its length and width and height were equal. He also measured the thickness of its wall. It was 216 feet thick as a person, or rather an angel, measures things. The wall was built of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like pure glass. The city wall's foundations were decorated with every kind of jewel. The first foundation was jasper, the second was sapphire, the third was chalcedony, and the fourth was emerald. The fifth was sardonyx, the sixth was carnelian, the seventh was chrysolite, and the eighth was beryl. The ninth was topaz, The 10th was chrysoprase, the 11th was jacinth, and the 12th was amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was made from a single pearl. And the city's main street was pure gold, as transparent as glass. I didn't see a temple in the city, because its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. The city doesn't need the sun or the moon to shine on it, because God's glory is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is vile and deceitful, but only those who are registered in the Lamb's scroll of life. Revelation chapter 22. Then the angel showed me the river of life-giving water, shining like crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb through the middle of the city's main street. On each side of the river is the tree of life, which produces 12 crops of fruit, bearing its fruit each month. The tree's leaves are for the healing of the nations. There will no longer be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in it, and His servants will worship Him. They will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads. Night will be no more. They won't need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will shine on them, and they will rule forever and always. Then he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. Look, I'm coming soon. Favored is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy contained in this scroll. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. When I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had shown them to me. But he said to me, 'Don't do that. I am a servant just like you and your brothers and sisters, the prophets, and those who keep the words of this scroll. Worship God.' Then he said to me, 'Don't seal up the words of the prophecy contained in this scroll, because the time is near. Let those who do wrong keep doing what is wrong. Let the filthy still be filthy. Let those who are righteous keep doing what is right. Let those who are holy still be holy. Look, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me to repay all people as their actions deserve. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Favored are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right of access to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs, the drug dealers, and spellcasters, those who commit sexual immorality, the murderers, the idolaters, and all who love and practice deception. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to bear witness to all of you about these things for the churches. I am the root and descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let the one who hears say, 'Come.' And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes receive life-giving water as a gift. Now I bear witness to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy contained in this scroll. If anyone adds to them, God will add to that person the plagues that are written in this scroll. If anyone takes away from the words of this scroll of prophecy, God will take away that person's share in the tree of life in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. The one who bears witness to these things says, 'Yes, I'm coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all."
Well, of course, there was a tremendous amount going on in these last five chapters of Revelation, and I'm only going to touch on a few highlights. In chapter 19, we saw those in heaven giving thanks to God for bringing down Babylon and bringing justice to the woman who had killed and slaughtered those who believed in Jesus. It was a time of celebration and a time of worshiping and honoring God. And then we saw the wedding supper of the Lamb. The Lamb is Jesus, of course, and His bride is us, the church, those who are followers of Jesus. They're clothed in fine white linen, which is the righteousness that they've been given because of the grace of God. And then we saw Jesus, the King of Kings, sitting on a white horse. He's called Faithful and True. And as translated in the version we read from today, He is the one who punishes in the right way. He makes war. But I like the way it reads in the New International Version better, and other translations as well. With justice, He judges and wages war. Now, some people have the idea that war is always wrong. Listen to what commentator J.A. Sice said. In the letter to the Laodiceans, he, Jesus, was the faithful and true witness, reproving and instructing his friends. Here he's the faithful and true warrior and judge for the punishment of his enemies. Heaven cannot be at peace with iniquity, and justice cannot be at amity with falsehood and rebellion. When sin is once incorrigible and incurable by remedial measures, it must be put down by force of arms. Mercy, slighted and abused, brings the executioner. The world, banded together in arms against its true sovereign, brings against it the sword of insulted majesty. Not as human beings and nations war, out of covetousness, pride, and an ambition for selfish greatness and dominion, but in absolute justice and right, and in strictest accord with every holy principle and every holy interest, he now unsheathes and wields the sword of infinite power. Dreadful is the carnage which follows, but no one can ever say that it is not precisely what was merited and demanded. And then the beast, or Antichrist, and the false prophet, with the kings of the earth and their armies, are gathered to wage war against Jesus as he sat on the white horse. But the beast and the false prophet were captured and thrown into the lake of fire, and the rest were killed. And after that, in chapter 20, an angel seized Satan and threw him into the hole without a bottom, or, as it's translated in most versions, the abyss. I like that much better. But only for 1,000 years. This 1,000-year period is referred to by most as the millennium, or the millennial reign of Christ. And during this time, Jesus reigns right here on the earth as we know it. And the believers who had died before reign with him. Now, at the end of the millennium, Satan is released from the abyss for a short time, and he tries to wage war once more. But he is then thrown forever into the lake of fire. After that is the great white throne judgment, where all are judged. Anyone whose name is not written in the book of life is thrown into the lake of fire, because God does not force anyone to spend time with him in eternity. If you have not chosen to love him of your own free will, he will respect that decision. And then at the beginning of chapter 21, we see a new heaven and a new earth. It is a glorious new creation and the beginning of an indescribably marvelous and wonderful eternity with God. God will actually dwell with us, and we'll be able to see him just as we see each other now. There will be no sorrow, there will be no pain, no decay, no sickness, no sin, no temptation, no weakness at all of the flesh, because we will all be in our brand new glorified bodies. No strife, no wars, no envy, no hypocrisy, none of the things that bring us pain and heartbreak today. Beloved, after more than 68 years here on earth now, I cannot tell you how much I'm looking forward to this time. I'm not going to do anything to shorten my time here, but I do not dread leaving this place either. The New Jerusalem is also described in chapter 21, and I believe that this is where we will live, but with 12 gates which never close in the four walls, and I believe that we will be free to come and go. There will be an eternity to worship around the throne of God, but I believe we will also be doing other things in that eternity. What sort of things? I don't know. I do know that God is an infinitely creative God, and as his sons and daughters in our glorified bodies, I believe that he has some infinitely creative plans for us. Jesus paid the ultimate price to buy our admission into this eternity, and as his bride, we are in store for an incredible eternity that we can't even begin to imagine. Are you with me? I want to see each and every one of you there. Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior? I hope so. Now, if you're not sure that your name is written in the book of life that we talked about a second ago, if you don't know for sure where you will spend eternity, or that you will be with the Lord in heaven, then there's no better time than right now to settle it once and for all. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." If you want to know that you'll go to heaven when you die, then all you have to do is pray this simple prayer. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. I've broken your commandments and fallen short of your standards. I turn from that sin now, and I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to be my Lord, my Savior, my friend, and my God. I put my faith in you, Jesus, to save me from my sins. Thank you for loving me. Amen. Now, beloved, if you prayed that prayer and you meant it in your heart, then congratulations. Welcome to the family. You are now a brand new person. You're forgiven and your eternity is forever changed. Now, I'd like to send you at no charge a very special New Testament that has hundreds of notes in it to help you get a solid start as a new believer. It's called the New Believer's Bible, and it is my gift to you. All you need to do is send me an email at steve@lifespringmedia.com, tell me you prayed that prayer, and give me your name and address so that I can put it in the mail to you right away. I promise I won't spam you or sell your information. I just want to help you get a good start on your new life. steve@lifespringmedia.com. In the subject line, just enter New Believer. Do you have a comment? Let me know. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E359 and scroll to the bottom of that page where you'll find a place where you can put your comments. Tomorrow is Gospel Saturday. We'll complete the book of Acts by reading chapters 27 and 28.
Boost!
On this date in church history, August 26, 1832, Adam Clark died. He was the British Wesleyan preacher and theologian, and he helped to establish Methodism in the Shetland Islands and served on the British and Foreign Bible Society. He's best known as the author of an 8-volume commentary on the Bible, which is still reprinted today. I've used the Adam Clark commentary many times. And on August 26, 1901, the New Testament of the American Standard Version of the Bible was published. This U.S. edition of the 1881 English Revised Version was the first major American Bible translation. I have a praise and a prayer request today. Steve O'Brien had a checkup with his cardiologist yesterday, and everything looks good. He's doing well. The doctor gave him some medications that he'll probably be on for the rest of his life, like the rest of us heart patients. And the doc gave him some dietary guidelines, which is standard with heart patients. But praise the Lord, there are no problems, and he is healing well. So that's great. And Kathy is at City of Hope today, so pray for her. She'll be staying with one of their daughters for a few days to deal with any side effects of the chemo, which, of course, we're praying will not be severe. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for the book of Revelation and the knowledge that you have already won. Every prophecy that foretold the coming of Jesus' first appearance was fulfilled to the letter, so we know that the remaining prophecies will be as well. And we know that when our faith is in Jesus, we've got nothing to worry about. And we're anxiously awaiting that glorious day when the enemy is cast forever into the lake of fire, and we see you create the new heaven and the new earth. Lord, I pray that you continue to heal Steve O'Brien, and please be with Kathy today as she receives the chemo. We pray that the side effects are slight, and we ask you to bring healing to her body. I ask, Lord, that you be with the LifeSpring family today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, with only 4 days left of this season, if you have a prayer request or a praise, you'll want to get over to prayer.lifespringmedia.com right away. I'd love to hear your comment on the show. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E359. Send an email to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Thanks to the team, Kirsty, Sean of San Pedro, and Denise. And thank you for inviting me into your day today. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
Local weather is next.